Trinity, Asmahat, like. Probably. Initiated, lower level, advanced up to Parvati, very high class, more than state,
more than Ashakti. But from there, we so each bad attachment. Only attachment. Then people remind all this and we will forget Krishna relation. So this will try to fall away from that. But sometimes it is very difficult to keep following. Very difficult. So we should be there. Otherwise, you will be delusional. So, how much you have
done?
What was the discussion between Rahugan and Bhaskar? What he asked and how he replied? Something. And he also tried to tell in such a way that all can understand and
first of all, the king, when he was constantly disturbed, sitting in the palanquin, and Jatabara was trying to avoid stepping on end, and the palanquin became out of balance, then the king started to abuse in so many bad words, bad language, the behavior of Jatabara. Then after that, after the king has apologized to...
No. I want to hear what he told and what he replied.
Okay. So king said, perhaps you are very old and tired. You must have carried this palanquin for a very long time. And you must have become very, very fatigued. Or you look like very fatty, yeah, or being in pain. I don't know what is your situation, but it seems like you are very much unable to carry this palanquin. And again, they were walking on the path, something was being carried. Again, Yad Bharat was avoiding very carefully because he was self-realized and he didn't want to cause violence to any living entity. He always looked ahead and saw whether there was any ant or little creature on the pathway and carefully avoided. Again, Param Queen became out of balance and the king became very, very angry. Don't you know who I am? I am the king and you're supposed to listen to me. You are my subject. Then Yad Bharat started to speak something and he spoke to the king in a very humble way. He said, "Oh hero," addressing the king, "you think that I may be old or living in sin or petty. You may think that you are the king and I am the subject, but actually none of this is true." Yeah. He said, "We are all, yeah, eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are spirit souls. Yeah. And you think you are the king, but actually, this life you may be the king, but previous life you may have been something else. And now I am the subject, but perhaps in previous life it was the way around." Yeah. "And the soul is not lean and thin or fatty, so you are correct. If you address me like that, yeah, it has nothing to do with me. You cannot really offend me." Then king became very much apologetic. He realized this is not an ordinary person. At once I should offer my obeisances and requesting for forgiveness. I am committing great offense by addressing this personality like this. So he came out of his palanquin and offered his obeisances to Yad Bharat and asked him, "Please forgive me." Yeah. Then king asked, "Please, I think you are a great sage, perhaps you are the disciple of Kapila Rishi, or you must have some relationship."
Like, who asked
the king?
"That you are disciple of
Kapila.
Have you read that?
In
disciple of Kapila Rishi, you have
written? Are you Kapila? Okay. Are you Kapila Rishi himself? Yes. Or perhaps Dattatreya? Yes.
Oh, you have not
read.
So the king asked to Yad Bharat, "Please enlighten me. Yeah. I have some questions which I cannot understand in regards to our conversation. You are telling that the relationship between master and servant is not real, or that when I carry the palanquin, I don't become really tired, because I know this physical body. I am spirit soul, so there is no way the spirit soul can become tired. So I have this doubt. Please explain this to me."
What you thought? Do you understand what he said?
Hmm.
He said that Rahulan Maharaj had a doubt. Rahulan said to Yad Bharat, "You're saying that the spirit soul is never tired, but I don't believe that. I think that when we carry something for so long and fatigue itself, then the spirit soul is also involved in that fatigue." He had a doubt, and he said, "When you see the
soul." Also, he mentioned that you said that there is no relationship between the king and the servant, but my palanquin carriers, they identify as being my servants and they experience some pain or happiness due to that. So do I, as being the king. So please reply to me. Can you clarify this doubt?" So then our carriers are explaining.
No, that's what their reason.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, It is written.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want Achar in the Kama Sutra. But there I have to do it.
I only read in the purpose that Swami Maharaj, Sri Swami Maharaj is explaining that even though we experience being the soul, it may not be the reality. Yeah, thinking that we are carrying something or we have a relationship with anyone in this world, still it affects the living entity who identifies with this world. Just like in a dream, you may have a dream. And you may say, oh, after you wake up, oh, it was just a dream, it is false. But still, if you have so many bad experiences in your dream, or good experiences, it has some effect on the living entity. Then the next doubt, which Sri Rahugan raised, he said that you are telling that the living entity is not happy, or lenient thing,
yeah,
or that he doesn't experience pain and happiness. But I have this doubt.
Yeah.
Just as rice is boiled in milk, then due to the boiling activity, the rice becomes also affected. And it is not different from this. It will become influenced by this process. It is not above the influence of this process.
Yeah, so
the idea here is that
what is the question?
The question is that I think King Raghugan is explaining that the soul, being the spirit soul, being the person in this body, is experiencing pain and pleasure.
Yeah.
It's thinking if it has a fat body or a lean and thin body, due to that it has some experience that I feel either comfortable or uncomfortable, or I feel tired or I feel happy.
Yeah.
Because the argument is that the living entity is just like rice.
Yeah.
In the pot is compared to the gross body, and the water in the pot or the milk in the pot to the subtle body. And as the fire beneath the pot, which is compared to the activities of this material nature, as it is burning, the gross body becomes heated, becomes affected to the water, the milk boils, and the rice being in that water or milk becomes boiled. So certainly, the soul, the spirit soul, has the experience of happiness and pain in this world. Please, can you clarify this doubt for me?
I could not understand what it is. He said he has not studied this conversation.
Who? That the living entity has no experience of pain or distress. Yeah, he's not fat or old or lean and thin. Yeah. But I consider that the living entity does experience pain and happiness.
I think that you have not understood.
So, although I'm not very clear on this, but I'll try to explain something. So Maharaj Rahugadam, he was asking that you're saying that the soul is not affected by the activities of the body, gross and subtle body. But he's saying that, but I feel that the soul is affected. And then he gave an example. That if you have... That if you have a pot, in the pot there's water, and then you put rice in the pot. Then you light, you put fire underneath. So then that fire will affect the pot, it'll heat up the water, and then it will cook the rice. So in the same way, according to our activity in the material world, which is the fire, then that activity will affect the gross body, which is the pot. Every activity that we perform, then there's a reaction that will come, our karma. And that will affect us on the physical platform, gross physical platform, and also the mind, intelligence, false ego, on the subtle platform. And then even more subtle than that is the atma, the soul, which is the rice. And we see that the rice is being cooked. So in the same way, he said that I feel that the soul is actually feeling, experiencing the happiness and the stress of this material world, which is coming from the activity.
This is first and second question. That Rahul chastised
Bhat
Maharaj and Bhimbhisara. I will punish you,
I am not very clear on this. I have not studied up on this.
Any question? Any doubt? No fear? You can.
At first, when Rahula Maharaj became angry, he said, oh, this is very troublesome for you, because you have been carrying this palanquin a very long way, and it's a very heavy load for you. And he said that you are not very stout and strong, and therefore it's very difficult for you to carry this. And then afterwards he told him, I am your master and you are my servant. These three areas.
You are my praja, I am your
king. You are my citizen. You are my subject and I am your king. In answer to this, then
if you are not complaining, I will punish you.
In answer to this,
Siddhartha Arjuna.
Oh, you should carry me in a very smooth way, that I should not be uncomfortable. So in answer to this, he said, actually, what you said is true. I have not carried your palanquin a very long way because I am not the doer. So he said, I am not the doer. I am not the doer. All the activities of this body are not my activities. The journey of this body is not my journey. Because I am not this body.
Understanding?
Transcendently?
Understanding.
The activities of the body are not carried out by the soul, but the doer is the three modes of material nature. Of course, for the greatest personality, they are controlled by guiding properties, transcendental energy. But for the common man, all of these activities of his body and mind and words, they are not actually performed by the soul. Ahamkara vimudatma kataam iti manyate. Only by pride, by false ego, we think, I am the doer. I am performing everything. But actually, it is not a fact.
But if he is really not doer, why he receives the fruit of that path? Why?
Because
then Krishna is not.
The jiva, he desires to enjoy in the material world.
No, I'm not. So, the worldly works are done not by only Krishna. this body, senses, apathetic, all ego of mind, I am doer, and also Krishna wishes, so many things match any. But he thinks that I am, and that is why he has to. Understand? He is not only doing something, but not wholly. There are so many things. Yes, in which I have been told very clear.
He is doing something. What is he doing?
Huh?
You said that he is doing something, but not wholly.
Mm-hmm.
But what little part is he doing?
This? He is not thinking that I am doing a doer. Then, no. And without Krishna, it cannot be done. Without his senses, by prakriti and this body, he cannot be done. If there is no mind, he cannot be done. If mind is and everything is there, but no senses, he cannot. So by the help of so many, he is doing something. So karta ayati matyate. If there is nothing, this, no body, no any proof of Jiva.
Then, because the king has told him,
you are not, you cannot carry this power because you are not very stout and strong.
So, Janbar, you also agreed with this suggestion. He said, what you have said is quite correct. I am not stout and strong because I have no fat head, no thinness, none of these things, because I am the soul. Kesarja Shatabhagasya. His soul is a dimension like 1/10,000 the tip of a hair. Very tiny and transcendental. We cannot say that the soul is fat or thin or male or female or any of these ideas. All of these ideas, these conceptions, they are applicable only to the material body. So on the second account, Jadvar also agrees with Maharaj Rahulya.
He told also that the true happiness, suffering, hungerness, thirst, all are religion of this body, not of my soul. So I have nothing to do without you. But even you think something, what is it again?
Then he said, despite these facts, still you are saying, I am the king and you are my subject, and therefore I will punish you. So this conception is also incorrect. Because you are absorbed in false ego, identifying with the material body, and also seeing me in terms of my material body, therefore you have the conception, I am the king and you are my subject, and therefore I should punish you.
I was not also king and not you. And if you want to, even you want to punish me, then it will be like this patient. It has been crushed.
Oh, the
and again it will crush it. It has been crushed again to crush.
Being the empty house. Being the empty house. Empty house.
I know, between them, I am like mad, unmukta. To teach me is like this thing. Nothing, no truth.
I don't know what to do. To teach me, I don't know what to do.
Let's take your place.
Nothing.
You can teach, because you can teach. But no truth.
No.
So, when Rahulam Maharaj
is devoting the Muslim for this by beating Vaidya Saidartha, has he any result?
No.
He can't
find.
a person like him, you cannot punish. So he tells that if you are guilty, one must come in to punish you. But it is like this.
When Maharaj Rahula received these very clear instructions from the Jan Maharaj, upon hearing them, some doubt came in his mind. First of all, he said, he thought, this person is not a foolish man-like, animal-like person, as I had first thought. He must be a great soul. So he begged forgiveness. And then he asked from him, who are you? Are you Kali, Hari, Antarisha? Are you Kapode? I think that you are great, famous sage. Please tell me.
Why is he called like so?
Because he was on the way to Kapode.
He could not understand what he was telling, high class of philosophy. So he must be like Kapil Dev and all
that. So then, Judge Bharat, he said to the king, have you heard of the emperor of the world, his name was Bharat Maharaj? The king said, yes, I have heard of that person. Who has not heard of him? He is so famous. He was very powerful, the son of Rishabdev. He ruled over the entire world. And in his young age, he left everything behind and went to the forest to attain spiritual perfection. He was very famous. So then, Jan Bharat said, oh, I am that, Bharat Maharaj. And then, he explained to Maharaj Rahula his life story, how he had left home, how he went to the forest, how he was doing sadhana bhajan, how he became a cat, how he became a deer, and then how in his next life he became Jadbhara, and how he attained perfection in his spiritual practices. So why did Jadbhara explain all of these things to Maharaj Rahula? There's a very important reason. Because he wanted to give spiritual instruction to the Maharaj Rahula. But if someone is to receive spiritual instruction from a spiritual master, then they should be have some qualification in the form of a sadhana. They should have faith in the person from whom they are hearing. So therefore we see in many instances, for example, Gokumar, he told his whole life story to the Master Brahman. We see also the example of Srila Narada Muni. He told his whole life story. We find in the first canto of Srinivasa. He describes his life story to Srila Vyasadeva. So it will be that when the disciple meets his spiritual master, then the spiritual master, he may tell his life story, or he may speak to the disciple in such a way that he will reveal something miraculous. Just like the in Brihad Bhagavatam Ritam, when the devotee who has received the mantra from Durga Devi in Pragyotishpur met his spiritual master. His spiritual master told him, oh, you have come from Pragyotishpur. And Durga Devi gave you mantra in a dream. So hearing this, he thought, how does he know all these things? He must be Sagarjya. He must know everything. And in this way, his faith was very strong, and he was ready to receive transcendental knowledge. So in this way, the Guru is not an ordinary person. He is an extraordinary person, a liberated soul. All of his activities, from his birth, his childhood, his life, and all of his deeds are quite astonishing and extraordinary. So he may tell these things to the disciple and speak to the disciple in such a way that the disciple would have the shraddha of this Vaishnava or my Gurudev is transcendental. He knows everything, and his words are powerful and reliable. I put my whole heart and soul at his lotus feet so that he may instruct me. So in this way, Jan Bharat, he made the shraddha of Rahula Maharaj by describing his life, and then he began to impart transcendental knowledge. Also, we see that Rahula, some doubt came in his heart.
We can ask this question.
Yes.
That if on a thought,
yes.
Water is given and fire is given, then in water, light is what?
Yes. So then
why not the soul use this wildly?
Rahula Maharaj, even though he has heard this very analytical explanation of the distinction between the transcendental spirit soul and the gross and subtle material body, he would still, he still have some doubt. And Maharaj Rahugan himself, he gave the example of a pot. If you put a pot of water on a fire and you put rice inside, though the rice is not directly touching the fire, still the rice feels all the effects of the fire in terms of being cooked. The rice never touches the fire, but the fire touches the pot touches the water touches the rice, and the rice gets cooked. So in the same way, he said, yes, I accept that the soul is not the body or the mind, but the sufferings of this material world touch the body, and the mind is conscious of the physical body, and the soul is in contact with the mind, and thus the soul is get filled with pleasures and pains of this world. So then, the Bhat Maharaj, he said that as long as the mind is contaminated,
the first is the sight. Like a police was, and you are telling, oh, thinking that I am so much.
He told him, you are speaking as if you are a learned person, but actually, a learned person would never speak in such a way. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also spoke in the same way as Arjuna. The first time I'm the focus on Prajavasa and Sabhasa saying, you are speaking as if you are learning, but actually, I'm for the time. You don't know. So then, the Jalbar, he told to Maharaj Rahugan that actually, when the mind is contaminated by the three modes of material nature, it thinks in terms of happiness and distress, pleasure and pain, and many dualities. This is my friend, this is my enemy. And the false ego is there. And as long as the mind is contaminated by the three modes of material nature, then there will be so much attachment to sex gratification. And as long as this mood is present within the mind of the jiva, then he can never understand his distinction from the material body. So everything depends upon the mind. But when the mind is neat and clean, and free from the effects of the modes of nature, and free from attachment, then he can come to understand how the soul is actually transcendental. Just as a man in a dream, he's suffering during that dream. But when he awakens from his dream, he realizes that his genuine position is quite distinct from the position he thought he was in during the dream. In the same way, when the modes of the soul maker are out of the mind, and the mind is free from attachment, at that time, the soul can understand his actual transcendental position of being above all of the activities and happiness and distress of this material world.
Can you ask me more? Yes, one. Now in this body, who is feeling happiness or suffering and all other, or cold, who is feeling? Soul or this body?
Mind.
This soul. What is the meaning that Bhat Maharaj is saying?
The soul is only imagining that he is undergoing material changes. I think, because they identify with this body, I think that now I'm taking my birth, I'm getting old, and I'm dying. But it's just like a dream. In the daytime, I'm seeing some gold, and I'm seeing a mountain. Then at night, I'm dreaming of a golden mountain.
Not really?
The soul doesn't undergo any of the birth, old age, disease, and death, the six transformations of the body.
Is feeling or not?
He thinks that he's feeling, but he's not feeling anything of the body.
Like a dream, everything is zero, no structure.
No. The structure is that there is a reality when a person.
Like dream.
The world is real, and I am real. The world is Krishna's temporary material energy, and I am Krishna's spiritual energy. But my identification with this world is illusory. This world is here as Krishna's eternal energy, and I'm a superior energy. But thinking that I'm a product of matter is the dream, is the illusion.
So he's thinking that it is hot, it is cold, it is sensual, it is not sensual, it is very soft. Who is realizing?
The mind
is. All are this body, or who is realizing?
No, the soul is
realizing it, but only under delusion, because his mind is identifying with that. But the soul is realizing, the soul himself is realizing. Like a man who is asleep in a dream, when he is being attacked, he is feeling something.
Understand?
What? He said that the soul is
actually trying to relax. Who is hearing what I am
telling?
And when?
Yes.
A reply.
Yes.
Like dream of what? Are you really speaking or you are dreaming? And this is the knocking.
In your Bhagavad Gita, you are.
This is not, it is open and good. And by telling it is nothing. And by this method, which we are now adapting, it will take so much time. Right? And easily, how it will go? By the pastimes of Krishna and what? Offering ourselves that. But even Krishna has given intelligence, and he also gives us so much. You should try to live. If all these are done at a time, but you should know that if there is no soul, then no words, no nothing. Coldness or hotness or anything. Pain, not pain, very, very soft, all this. Who is realizing? Paramatma?
The soul is conscious. But all these other activities of the intellect have to dream over the situation. And the soul is in a conscious state.
Soul covers its mind. And here, a false ego comes in mind. Atma is covered because he has forgotten Krishna. He has left Krishna. Bhayam,
Jityal
Abhinivikeva. He has Abhinivik means
absorption.
In what case? Jityal. Jityal means what is?
Other than Krishna.
Already, why children world this thing that he has been absorbed there. So fire has come. And thus, second night,
he is Raja Pesastra Dipali Ayo Sveti Dipali Ayo.
And then his Vajri became Dipali Ayo. What?
He was in this river. He has a river.
Oh, he has so much attachment to Krishna. Now that attachment has come to and that is why we are in all have all. Who is not Sukhati? Oh, affected by mind, by Sukhati. And then he is thinking that, oh, mind is thinking that I am. Right? That was a very big king. Big king. And his prime minister was so
powerful.
And he took all the power. And he became like, king.
Oh,
I am everything. And that time, the king was like sleeping, making ready or anything else. But this prime minister, taking the power, and he is telling like that, this is gold, this is power, this is all this, is like this mind. Now, he has this. Okay, go back and go. And
some effect or soul is taking that I am suffering. Kapushwarake. Which testing? That soul is testing. But not to be also, pure soul. That affected by mind. And that is no pain, no nothing is there. But he is
thinking that also has pain.
No hurt, but he is thinking also hurt. Suppose he is thinking all this. As there is nothing, but in dream, what? Oh, my head is.
Imagine.
That is a and that. He is guilty. That might anyone has it. But really, you know, when he will
get up,
wait. Then he will fast
everything.
But who is at that time in dream, who is saying that I have been killed by a tiger? Who is saying?
Mind.
But mind?
Will it?
Nobody? Yes? Witness is
Paramatma, Vipassana.
Now he is testing. I am suffering, I am doing all these things. I am testing all these things. Who does that? But, what is it? Like a dream? He is not doing anything but like very good example.
আগেকার বলছেন হাতের ডান্ডাকে ধরে আছে আর ডান্ডা মারছে সেই ডান্ডাটা মারার পরে হাতটা নিয়ে মনে হচ্ছে যে আমাকে মারছে
রাইট ইউ আর এমপি এন্ড ইউ আর অল ইট ইজ ভেরি ট্যাগ পার্সন অ্যান্ড অ্যানাদার পার্সন দ্য সামোটা পিক ইট ইজ
দিস দ্য অন দ্য পিক
মেড ইট অন দ্যাট ইট পিক ইউ ওয়াট ইট ডান অন ইট পিক বাই ইট পিক It has been hit with it. But until he has caught in his hand, so he is saying. Depending not to speak, if it is not
to intend.
No. So, what kind of soul?
Contaminated soul.
Contaminated with mind and all. And those who are in this body, but like Bhat Maharaj, like Hansar Shakur. Oh. Even there will be burn. There is nothing to do. The Dasakur was written. But anything was not going on. No pain, nothing. Then they told that is due to die. Then he took his breath like I am dying and he died. But he was what he was before after birth he was. And he came from again.
Then they came.
So for the persons like Bhat Maharaj, like others, like Bhat Maharaj, there will be in body. But it may be that body may be transcendental. And if not transcendental, no heart. But they have nothing to do with this. If they are father. Bhat Maharaj was father. So he may have body, no one, but he has nothing to do. He's hurt. Janma. In first Janma, he has some attachment. But in his last, but no attachment. And he became Mahabharata. Then, Why? Okay, Surajana Pakistan, you know? What is it? Very hard, but yes, you should try. You should read again and again like Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the
street. You should try to read second chapter Gita. This is the best of all. And if you are realizing this, then sort of factor this time. This is Atma Anatma Jnana.
ओम ज्ञानं किमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानं विमसलाकय चक्षुरं मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet.
And it's outside. The tenth flag of the lotus feet out. Also, how to have this kind of high class of philosophy, Atma Jnana.
So then, Jagat Bharat.
Jagat Bharat, having received and given his instructions to Prabhupada, Prabhupada Maharaj, telling his speech, and received more instructions from him in spiritual life. But especially, Jagat told him, Rahugan Aitat Tapasana Yati, Na Seve Anir Vapanas Yatva, Na Chandrasa Naiva Jagat Surya.
How I can have this type of knowledge?
Nasangasa Naiva Jagat Surya, Vina Mahat Padra Jogi Shekham. He told the king that I have told you this knowledge, and you may understand it.